Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2007. The headlines are produced by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network for Media General Newspapers. You can find out more at gatewayva.com. A second woman has died as a result of a car crash during Sunday's ice storm. The Daily Progress reports Thomasina Bryant of Albemarle County died as a result of her injuries early Monday morning. She and her friend Odessa Smith of Barbersville were driving their high school sons back from a trip to a college in Pennsylvania when Smith lost control of their vehicle on I-81 near Winchester. An executive assistant at a Chesterfield County car dealership has been charged with embezzling $500,000. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports Stephanie Swepston was indicted on 6 counts related to theft of money from Haley Pontiac GMC. Chesterfield County police say they are still investigating. Swepston is free on bond. Delegate Frank Hargrove's comments on a proposed slavery resolution prompted an outcry last week after he suggested African Americans should get over it. Now Hargrove is introducing a bill to celebrate Juneteenth, the end of slavery. Meanwhile, the Richmond Times-Dispatch is reporting that Hargrove's great-grandfather owned slaves. Delegate Donald McEachin introduced the apology resolution in the House of Delegates. He says he welcomes Hargrove's bill, but says it is not a replacement. Property values in Albemarle County have jumped by an average of nearly 30% in the last 2 years. Residents will receive their biannual assessments in the mail this week, and bills will follow in April. An owner of a $300,000 house can expect to pay an extra $660 in taxes, according to calculations in today's Daily Progress. The Richmond City Council has agreed to buy condemned properties in the Battery Park region for $5.1 million. The apartments and homes were ruined by the flooding of rain and sewage during Hurricane Ernesto last September. The city will demolish the homes and incorporate the land into Battery Park's recreational area. And finally, the Bedford County Board of Supervisors are moving ahead with plans to replace one of their late colleagues. Bobby Pollard was buried on Sunday after dying in a tractor accident last week. The News in Advance reports the board has 45 days to appoint a replacement, and if they can't agree, a judge will pick one for them. Applications for replacements will be accepted until February 5th. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2007. They're produced at the studios of WNRN for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find out more at sevillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening.